Blog Talk Radio.
Ohio really did go to President Obama last night, and he really did win. And he really was born in Hawaii. And he really is legitimately President of the United States, again. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics did not make up a fake unemployment rate last month. And the Congressional Research Service really can find no evidence that cutting taxes on rich people grows the economy. And the polls were not skewed to oversampled Democrats. And Nate Silver was not making up fake projections about the election to make conservatives feel bad. Nate Silver was doing math. And climate change is real. And rape really does cause pregnancy sometimes. And evolution is a thing. And Benghazi was an attack on us. It was not a scandal by us. And nobody is taking away anyone's guns. And taxes have not gone up. And the deficit is dropping, actually. And Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. And the moon landing was real. And FEMA is not building concentration camps. And UN election observers are not taking over Texas. And moderate reforms of the regulations on the insurance industry and the financial services industry in this country are not the same thing as communism. Listen, last night was a good night for liberals and for Democrats for very obvious reasons. But it was also possibly a good night for this country as a whole. Last night, the Republicans got shellacked, and they had no idea it was coming. And we saw them in real time, in a real humiliating time, not believe it even as it was happening to them. And unless they are going to secede, they are going to have to pop the factual bubble they have been so happy living inside if they do not want to get shellacked again. And that will be a painful process for them, I'm sure, but it will be good for the whole country, left, right, and center. You guys, we're counting on you. Wake up. There's real problems in the world. There are real knowable facts in the world. Let's accept those and talk about how we might approach our problems differently. Let's move on from there. If the Republican Party and the conservative movement and conservative media are forced to do that by the humiliation they were dealt last night, we will all be better off as a nation. And in that spirit, congratulations, everybody. Big night.
That's right. I'm American. I'm American.
What's up, Jen? That is
that
the lovely
good.
And talented clam-smacking lesbian, Rachel Maddow, who I am now not only in love with, but I'm going to turn.
Nice. Yeah, she's pretty awesome. I thought it was a man most of the time.
Well, she kind of looks like a man a little bit. But no, I wanted to humiliate Eli because he voted for Mitt Romney, but he's too afraid to call in, as most Republicans are. And I will tell you, this is not going to be a political show today. I know that was my intro. This is just my one chance to gloat. For everyone that follows me, they understand that I argue with retardlicans on a daily basis. I have done many shows with actually smart conservative Republicans. There are a few of them out there. They've been on the show. But most of the ones I run into are people like that guy, GOP Thinking, who I've been fighting with all morning, and whatnot, a bunch of just morons. So that was just a beautiful little piece from Rachel Maddow. I thought I would start the show. And too bad Eli's not here to take his medicine. He's with Romney. So I guess that pretty much kills the first 10 minutes of my show, Jen, without Eli
here. There you go. Well,
but
what are we going to talk about then?
Well, we'll talk about your drug addiction and your heart attack, I think. That's pretty good radio, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty good radio.
Can you check who that caller is real quick? Why pontificate
sure.
a little bit just to stall?
Sure, I'll just breastfeed, take notes, do the chat room, and check the caller.
Hey,
right,
you were the one telling me women were better multitaskers. Let's see if
we are.
Yeah, well then do it and shut up. Thanks. Anyway, while Jen's checking that call, Eli is not in, but I just want to say, and then I'll move past the political stuff. It was a really, really close election. I do think that, as I've said many times on both sides, whether you're Republican, conservative, or liberal Democrat, or everything in between, for the most part,
here's your boyfriend.
Agree. Oh, is that Eli?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't recognize your phone number.
I know, because I forgot the password to get on the website, and my phone's not working.
Are you going to be able to screen? Because we got another caller.
I can't, because I forgot the password and the username.
Great. So Jen, you're going to have to screen.
Is that his
Sorry.
Cell phone on there? I can text it to him.
No, he can't get on
no.
the Blog Talk site because he's a retard.
I'm retarded,
okay.
Yeah.
Retarded.
What do you call it? A retardlican?
Retardlican. But you're a libertardlian, so it's different.
Yeah.
There is a number. Can you check, Jen? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Eli screwed everything up, the 347. Anyway, Eli, I was going to rub in. You probably missed my Rachel Maddow.
I did. You want to just summarize it for me?
It's 2 minutes long, and we're already past the show. Once again, it's not the Jake Pentland Show without a technical mishap caused by Eli. Can't say his name. Sorry. That's another request. So many requests and limitations with you. I just want to say it was a very close election. The popular vote was very close. I mean, that's what I consider the more telling statistic. And we're not going to do politics today. I just want to say, I know you voted for Romney, and I know your wife voted for Romney. So I just
she didn't really genuinely want to vote for him,
right?
But I convinced her to.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
so I just wanted
to ask
you.
We're in California. What, you know, it doesn't matter. This state's going blue like forever. So who, if I lived in Ohio or Florida, I'd be
very upset with you.
Yeah, you'd be very upset. I don't know if you'd still be friends with me, actually, come to think of it.
Well, you know, my friendship with you is based off, our friendship. It's not based off political differences.
I can get
along with people from all spectrums of the, politics.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you and I have had our disagreements and arguments, you've actually made a cogent argument. You've made sense. And I have no problem with retardlicans or libertardlians that can make sense. I have met quite a few, and everyone that listens to this show knows I give just as much shit to libtards. I mean, if you're
I
an idiot,
listen to
you're
everything
an idiot.
You've had to say over the years, and you know, I understand where you come from. In fact, we actually agree on most things when you really think about it. I'm kind of out there sometimes because I'm either really, really far to the right or really, really far
to
the left.
Watch Fox News and Dennis Prager, I think for myself. That's the little bit of a difference between us.
Well, yeah, but you obviously are influenced by people. Am I wrong?
Of course, aren't we all?
Exactly. So whether you listen to Rachel Maddow, or Dennis Prager, MSNBC, Fox News, it doesn't matter. We all get our information somewhere, and we're completely brainwashed because of it.
That's absolutely right. So here's what I'm going to do before we get into the show. This is something that's going to happen over the next 4 years, but I am deadly, deadly serious about this.
Okay.
I'm already, and I'm asking for help of all my listeners and members of the cult. This is very important to me, more than saving lives of people that are going to kill themselves and whatnot. I'm going to start a new political party. And I have already come up with all the terms, all the knowledge, all the rules, whatever you want to call it. I've already figured out, you know, whatever the whole policy, what we're going to run on. And I think it's going to change the game. I'm really excited. It's going to collect from the Democrat and the Republican Party. It's going to be conservative-based, but we are not going to allow corporate fascist criminals to rape us. And that's it. Otherwise, it'll be pretty much Republican across the board. And real Republican.
You have the name yet?
I haven't. I have not come up with it. It's all very early, but this is what I'm going to do, and I'm dead serious. So I've been making friends with intelligent conservative people, intelligent liberal people, intelligent people from all walks, and I think if we get all the smart people that know what they're talking about, the few and far between us, we can meet and really form a nice party. And this two-party system, it's got to stop. My mother got over 80,000 votes the last I heard. I'm tremendously proud of her. She got on the ballot. People like me and the people I fight with, we just pretty much bitch at the air, but she put her money where her mouth was, and she finished fourth in the presidential election, which I think is
fourth.
Awesome.
That is amazing. That is awesome.
I mean, obviously, there's a difference between 80,000 and 50 million, but that still says quite a bit. There still is the freedom to vote in this country, and I'm really proud of my mom. I just want to say that. And that's it. So, you know, that's it for politics for me. I just wanted to gloat a little bit, Eli. I just want to know how do my testicles, indeed, how do they taste? That's my last question.
How do your testicles what?
Taste. My Obama.
Oh, because they're in my
liberal
mouth?
Yeah, because I'm teabagging you right now because you voted for Romney and I voted for
Obama. Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah. No. To be honest with you, I out of all these elections, I never felt this awful about an election before. I mean, it's like, remember when that girl I was seeing in Seattle,
yeah,
and she dumped me because
uh-huh.
she was cheating on me, and then you called me and you're like, dude, just please tape yourself going through your misery, and please drink a bottle of Jack, because it only will get better. It's sort of like when this happened, I feel like I was shocked,
yeah,
and then it kind of went into despair, and then to anger, and then into depression. And it really affected me. And I never would have thought it. I never thought it would.
I think most of it's because we're being polarized by the powers that be, and like we really all, for the most part, like I've always said, we agree on 95% of the subjects. So it's that 5% that they divide us on, and it's by design, that we start getting really passionate about. Now, I've always said I am a Republican across the board except for tax cuts to the wealthy. I don't believe it works. Congress just did a congressional research, whatever the CRS, that the Republicans buried, where they basically proved everything I've ever said, that there is no evidence that tax cuts help the economy. Of course, it's been buried. It was a nonpartisan congressional study. I'm going to do a whole show around it. But the bottom line is trickle-down does not work. Giving rich people more of their money does not work. Otherwise, I'd love Republicans. So anyway, Jen, can you check?
I will do that. Sorry, six things. Number six things. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry. We're a little disorganized. But anyway, so just I'm glad you're tasting my testicles, Eli.
I'm tasting them, all right. You're dropping your tea bag in them. Your hairy bean bag is all over my face.
Four more years.
I'm very vulnerable. I have my tail in between my legs. I'm weak. I'm a loser.
Thank you.
I'm such an idiot for voting what I voted for because it's just so stupid. I should belong in jail on an island, in a freaking jail with sharp knives being poked at me.
All right, you're getting a little carried away. Anywho, so that's it. That's it for our political talk. I'm very happy. We'll get into it. And
Jake, you win.
I always win. That's all I do.
Duh.
Well, when are people going to realize it and stop fighting me?
I know. Why do they even fight you to begin with?
I don't know. They think I'm a liberal. They don't understand. So they're fighting against something they don't understand. It's always fun. Anyway, is that our girl, Jen? I'm going to take this call. Fuck it.
Just do it.
McLean?
Yes?
Can I help you? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes. Sophia McLean.
Sophia McLean?
Yes.
Can I help you?
I was trying to get in touch with Karen Ashley another time, but...
You're calling into the wrong show, my dear. I do the Saturday show. Are you a Power Rangers fan?
Yes, I am.
Yes. I hear about you guys all the time. You're a very loyal group. Well, Karen hosts this show Monday through Friday, and I do the Saturday show. So if you want to talk to Karen...
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jake Pentland of the Jake Pentland Show.
Oh.
She said she thought this was Karen Ashley's number.
It is the same number, McLean. It's just she's Monday through Friday.
Okay. Like what time?
6 to 7.
Okay.
All right. Are you go Power Rangers?
How?
Go Power Rangers?
Go Power Rangers.
Okay. Yeah, go
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers
for life.
Yeah.
Don't be mean to the special needs person, Eli.
You just talked about the white elephant in the room.
Well, I think she was... I've heard about that girl. So, I mean, she's... First of all, like everything, I always tell the truth. That girl actually is, by definition, special needs. She calls into the show all week long. Jeff and I have talked about it. She's very sweet. But she's retarded. Anyway, I'm very excited to be joined by, we've had many Twitter celebrities on this show, but this is one of the top ones, one of the big ones, and I'm really excited because not only do I find her hysterical, as most people do, but I'm hoping to get some of that shine rubbed off and get my fucking follower count up because I was retweeted over 300 times last week. And I lost 100 followers. I'm the only person that gets retweeted in the hundreds and then loses followers. I don't know anyone about it. So I'm very excited. Mary, Charlene, am I pronouncing that correct?
You are. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited. For those of you who don't know, you follow Mary Charlene as I am Enid Coleslaw. How many followers do you have now?
That's me. I'm over 83,000 now.
So you're a full blown what we call Twitter celebrity.
I guess am I? I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I'm nobody.
Well, of course, Twitter celebrity doesn't. You're not making any money off your tweets. No.
Oh no, I'm so broke.
Okay. What do you do? Let's just get right into it. What do you, I heard rumors that you work in an animal hospital. Is that true?
Yes. I work at the front desk of an animal hospital.
Where?
It's in the northwestern suburbs of Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. It's not related to what I eventually want to do with my life, but it pays the bills, you know.
Do you put them down ever? Do you have to do that part?
You know what? This is funny, but not. That's like the first question I get.
I was going to ask.
Really?
Always, what happens when the animals die?
You know,
I don't do it personally, you know, but you kind of, this sounds horrible, but you kind of get desensitized to seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be graphic, but you obviously see the bodies and stuff.
Aww.
And that sucks. But
I don't
you
think,
also see,
wait
like,
a minute, you don't want to be graphic?
Right?
Oh my God, I'm not like I am on Twitter.
Well, nobody is. I mean, that's one of the questions that I was going to ask. I mean, obviously, Twitter is a... I look at Twitter, you know, I'm a huge wrestling... Should I call you Mary? Is that what you want me to call you?
Yeah, Mary's okay. Fine.
Well, I'm a big wrestling fan, as you know. You probably don't know that. But anyway, there is this thing when a wrestler gets into the WWE or whatnot, they ask mm-hmm. him to come up with this character, and what they say the best characters are, this is the wrestling people talking, is that you take mm-hmm. your regular personality and you magnify it by 1,000. And that's how you get more crowd recognition. I think that's what people do on Twitter. I think that's why I like Twitter so much. So,
sounds accurate.
So you mostly tweet, from what I can see, of masturbating and crying. That's
awesome.
So how much of that is actually linked to...
I tweet about sex a lot.
You do have sex a lot.
No, I don't.
Do you have as much sex as you speak of? Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. I'm going on a lengthy dry spell right now.
How long's it been?
No. Let me think here. It's been a few months.
Oh, that's
okay.
Oh, that's
I guess that's not
that's
that
nothing.
Long.
I'm way tired.
Yeah, I'm married. It's been a few months for me too. That's nothing.
I've gone years. No, okay.
I have
it's not that bad. But I think about sex, so I tweet about it. You know.
Well, I like I said, it's mostly masturbation that I found. I haven't followed you as long as everybody else because I use Twitter. Totally, because I'm a narcissist, it's totally for me. I only read my own tweets. So when I hear someone's funny, it's not interesting to me. But I've been following you probably the last couple months. I think you're hysterical. That
goes without
saying.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But you're very graphic.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like
the point I'm
I write about food a lot, eating and having orgasms.
Do food.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one you tweeted Dr. Phil 2 days ago asking why you cry when you masturbate. Which is one of my favorites. But anyway, so back to the dogs. Now, I had a friend that worked in an animal hospital, and he didn't put the dogs down, but his job was, once the dog was down, a lot of people wouldn't, you know, they weren't always somebody's pet, necessarily, you know what I mean? So they weren't claimed. His job was to carry the body and carry it out back and throw it in the dumpster.
Dumpster?
That was his job.
That doesn't sound legal.
I thought
well,
you
burned
them up or something.
The,
don't you guys burn
the
them?
Yeah. Yeah, we use a cremating service. I don't think legally we're allowed to just throw them in the trash.
Yeah, maybe he lied.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds weird to me.
Okay.
But, yeah, we usually cremate them.
Gotcha. So, anyway, so you're Mary Charlene. You grew up in Illinois?
I did, yeah. I was born in Skokie, and I grew up in Wheeling, and I've lived here all my life.
And how old are you?
I live in Chicago now. I'm 27.
Okay, and you went to college?
I went to SAIC, it's the Art Institute's art school, so to speak. I went there first semester and I dropped out.
That's how long I lasted, see?
Because
you're too smart,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, before, I'm not going to lie, I did very well in high school. You know, I was kind of a bookworm, so to speak. I didn't go out a lot, and I was into art, and until Twitter, I really hadn't done anything at all with comedy at all. So it's it's been a new direction for me that I'm enjoying and having fun with. So
this is kind of what I was going to get at. I mean, I infer a lot, by the way, so don't take it personal. But when I hear book and art, someone who loves art, I think instant nerd. Like, you know, like that's the kid I would have found on the playground and like thrown in the locker.
Yeah, I was a nerd, I guess, but I never got, like, picked on. I don't know.
So you were, like, kind of the quirky nerd that everyone, like, you could probably go from click to click and get along with everybody, but you weren't necessarily.
Yeah, I was like an art kid, you know. I did like set design and shit for like the theater and stuff like that. I was just a horrible, pretentious art kid. I was the worst, I'm not going to lie.
What kind of stuff? I love pretentious art kids. Most of them never admit it. Tell me one story, please, where you just turned your nose up at somebody and said something so hideous.
Oh, man. I don't know if it was that. It was just, like, especially going to art school, it was a lot of me judging people. There was a big divide, I commuted from the suburbs. I was there on scholarship, blah, 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 didn't have a lot of money. So there was a big divide between kids who were paying their way and kids whose parents were paying their way. So there was a big divide between us and the rich kids.
Right.
But no matter what your background, the cool thing was to roll cigarettes. So everybody would be out front, like, making a big display of, rolling their cigarettes. I always thought that was ridiculous.
Did you tease people that didn't roll them properly?
No. See, I'm one of those people who's really shy. So in my head, I'm ripping you a new asshole.
Right.
But, like, I never say anything because I'm shy and weird, I guess. I don't know.
On Twitter, you make jokes, but you've never really, I mean, again, I've only followed you for a short time. You don't necessarily go after anyone.
Yeah.
Like, that's more, you know, that's what I do. My mother does.
You mean, like, as far as Twitter goes, like, going after somebody?
Yeah, like, I use Twitter separate than you. Like, you and my sister are very much alike where, you know, you guys are hysterical, and that's probably why you have more.
Oh, I love your sister, by the way.
Yeah, she's a genius.
She loves you, too. She has said many times.
She's probably going to call
thank
in,
you.
I'm thinking. But.
Oh.
You know, Twitter there is like an expression of comedy. Like, Jenny looks at it as comedy. She wants to be a comedy writer, or at least has interest in it. So I always looked at Twitter as a form of debate. Like, that's where you go to fight. Like I said, wrestling.
Yeah, and
you
I see that a lot, which is entertaining. No, I'm really anti-confrontational.
Okay.
I don't like when people are mad at me. That makes me sound like such a puss.
Well, you're not.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess, yeah. I'm a pussy.
So you don't get blocked by people like we do.
Maybe I do. I don't know. I guess if somebody's offended enough by something I write,
but no Twitter wars. Jake has Twitter wars and his mom Twitter wars. Even I do on my small scale level. But you don't get in the Twitter wars with people.
No.
See, this is why you
not.
Have more followers than me because you're not an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, take me back.
Not outwardly,
so,
I guess.
So, Mary Charlene, so, I mean, every kid I know that was artsy, quote unquote, they had more, you know, I'd say progressive / liberal upbringing parents. Is that true?
Oh,
or were you like, okay.
Yeah.
What are your parents like?
My parents are divorced.
Okay.
Yeah. They were divorced when I was like 11. So, my mom is pretty liberal. She's, but my dad isn't. He's very conservative. So I guess, I'm definitely on the liberal side, though. But I grew up with both.
Are you closer to with your mom? Or is it just kind of split?
I mean, at this point, it's like, you know, it's kind of like we just try to make time for each other outside of work.
Right.
It's no, like, I'm not on anybody's side or anything, you know. I get along with both of them, and I'm probably closer with my mom. But, things are good.
So how does someone who's, you know, again... I know that we laugh about Twitter fame, and we're going to get into that later, but there is something you can hang your hat on. I mean, there is legitimately something to be proud of and even turn it into a career is the fact that what you think, what you craft, what you write, people respond to in a good way. That's something that people die for, and that's something that everybody wants. When everybody joins Facebook or Twitter, that's why people get obsessed about their follower count or their amount of friends, because they want that sort of validation and recognition. And I imagine that's probably why you started. That's why I started. There's nothing wrong with it. But so many of us, like myself, find ourselves, you know, floating around the same number and losing numbers. And it's instant if you're smart. If your idea is to become more noticeable and be seen by more people, then you have to start tailoring it. Like, obviously, when I do this, not as many people are interested, blah, blah, blah. So...
Yeah.
Just the fact alone that your jokes are getting this kind of response. I mean, this isn't the first show you've done. This isn't the first time you've been interviewed. This is the first time you've been spotlighted.
No, yeah.
That's kind of cool for just, like I said, nerdy you know, art school student who kills dogs for a living. Don't you think that's kind of exciting?
That's exactly what I do. I don't know. I don't remember ever the thought being in my head like, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be really aggressive with like trying to get followers. I never had like a strategy or anything, if that makes sense. I mean, I just kind of used it as when a funny thought would pop in my head, I would post it. And obviously bigger accounts were starting to notice me,
right,
which is cool. But at the same time, it's like you feel kind of a pressure, you know, for something you're doing that you're obviously not getting paid for, that you're doing in your spare time. So you can, there is, you know, at the same time, there's that pressure, you know, what if people don't like me or, like, I stop being funny, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to let people down, so to speak, you know, because it's cool. Like, this woman, she actually messaged me on Facebook, but she follows me on Twitter, and she was telling me, she, like, sent me this message about that her son, he had some kind of illness and he was in the hospital. They didn't think he was going to live. And like, he's home now and he's doing okay. But she's like, I just want to say thank you. You know, reading your stuff helped me get through some hard times and it was good to laugh. And like, it's stuff like that, that it's kind of surreal, you know,
I mean,
like people really, yeah.
I mean, it's a gift. You have a gift.
Yeah,
I guess you do.
Aren't you
yeah,
about
weird.
To try some stand-up soon? Aren't you going to bring it to the real world now?
Yeah. You know, I've done some open mics. I actually did a show. I had, like, an opener slot last month, and that went pretty well. And, yeah, I have a 10-minute slot later this month on a show I'm actually getting paid for. So
wow, see?
I'm excited. Yeah, it's not like, you know.
No.
$100 bills, but it's cool. Yeah, like I would love to tour and do stand up for a living. It's something I need to develop and work on, but I enjoy it.
That's
a lot.
The dream to be stand up, or is that something because you have a good following and people think you're funny that you sort of tailored it to?
So
you want
so,
to be an
yeah,
artist.
I mean, like I said, only fairly recently, within the last year and a half, have I been like seriously considering maybe doing writing or stand up. Eventually that would be nice. I don't think I could do stand-up as a career,
right.
Not anytime soon, but yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
And so where's this gig, first of all? Is it the one you're getting paid for? Is it something that you could tweet out and have people come, or is it way out?
Yeah, I'm going to tweet. I'm not going to lie. I can't remember where it's going to be. I don't wait. I'm horrible. I should be, like, plugging myself and whatever. But it's after Thanksgiving. I believe it's called the Wonder Bar Comedy Showcase.
Okay.
The address is failing me right now, but I will be tweeting about it. So.
You have more
yeah.
followers than I have listeners, so it's probably better you wait anyway. But you, this is the thing. I've been following a lot of people basically on the Internet. When I, you know, I'm so old. That I remember when there wasn't an internet. You know what I mean? You're
oh,
only, what,
I do
23?
Too. I'm 27.
27.
So I was kind of in between that. I was in that transition, you know?
Yeah, I was like masturbating to newspaper articles. That's, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. But then I
found thing.
But, you know, that's how you tell how old you are, by what you masturbated to. But, you know, when the internet came out, I was, you know, one of those early pioneers. I have nothing to show for it. But I remember seeing the potential of it and the marketability, how it's free. I mean, back then, to get a TV show or get stand-up, you'd have to work the clubs. You'd have to build a name over the years. And by then,
oh, yeah.
that you had to put, like my mother, you know, very famous story, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the most successful in history. Even then, the first 4 years that she did stand-up, you know, my dad had to pick up the slack at home because it's a tough gig. You're on the road.
And I'm sure being
much.
A woman, like,
yeah.
especially back then, I can't even – imagine how difficult.
Well, luckily she was very svelte and attractive, and guys respond to really beautiful women. She didn't have any. couldn't even get that one out without laughing. No, she had a tough time. And when she first started comedy, and this is the advice I'm going to give you that's free, and it's a mistake I make too. She, you know, my mom is a raging feminist, and she would go
yeah.
on stage and she's like, you know, I'm going to just go up here and talk about how stupid men are. And that's what she did. She didn't have an act. She got booed off the first three or four times she was on stage because she'd just go up there and go, "You're so stupid." And then it wasn't until she started crafting. Right, yeah. Thank you, Eli. Nice of you.
Oh, Eli made it in there, I
see. Yeah, Eli's there. So, you know, stand-up is very difficult. She worked it for years, and it is an art, and
yeah.
it is something you have to craft. It's very, very difficult. But what I'm saying is, nowadays with the internet and Twitter, you don't necessarily have to struggle in the clubs for years. I mean, you've got a paying gig, even if it's a small amount, of just doing a hobby.
Yeah, that's that's what it seems like. It's happening for me anyway, so.
That is. No, that's why I wanted to talk. I mean, you know, it's great that you got a lot of followers. I think you're funny. It's cool. But the thing is, you're one of these people. It happens every once in a while. People talk about the American spirit being dead, but it's very much alive. There are people, mm-hmm. Justin Bieber, for instance. There are people that were essentially nobodies that went on the internet. They put their talent out there, and they got a response, and they're making money off it. And I think that's so
cool. I know.
Isn't
that insane? It's a pretty new concept, and it's crazy.
It's really
crazy.
Also
with porn videos or sex tapes.
What's that?
Like Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, they wouldn't have been
famous. Exactly.
That's a good point, Mary. When is your sex tape coming out, by the way?
Oh, I guess you have to have sex before you can have sex tape.
That would just be you by yourself. That would actually be a really awesome sex tape.
Oh, God.
Oh, masturbating and crying.
No, I've got her masturbating and crying. In the animal hospital with a dead dog at your feet.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't want to make people
black flies flying around.
Yeah, that would
horrible. Take it in for a second, Mary. I mean, honestly, however you end up or where you go, you're in this time. This is a really unique time, and you're one of the unique people.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I'm actually really excited to talk to you. I've seen huge levels of fame, obviously, but I find this. It's really exciting. It's cool to see. So, you know.
Thanks. So, I'm trying to make the best of it and trying to take every opportunity, you know, that's coming from it. So, it's exciting.
And then your goal is to not be killing dead dogs, killing dogs.
I don't want to answer phones forever.
No, that's no fun. And
that's Jake's deal, too. Jake doesn't want to answer phones forever either. So.
I have a receptionist. I just let her stay at home. She works very far away. So I'm a good mom. It's true. I asked my mommy if I could let her stay at home, and she said yes. That's the kind of authority I have.
Nice.
But enough of me. So you have where were we? So you got a gig coming up. So even though you're Twitter famous and you joke about not making money, you actually are indeed starting a career. You're at the very beginning part of your career.
Yeah. It feels like things are changing for me. It's happening slowly, but I'm enjoying it. You know, it's weird. It's weird just to think where I was a year ago. And now, just the other day, somebody recognized me on the street, which is weird. Something I'm still not used to. And
from your avatar from Twitter, just your...
Yes. And I was at a concert a couple weeks ago, and three people recognized me.
That's so cool.
Again.
I mean, if you're...
Yeah,
that,
it blew my mind. Yeah.
And you did it all by yourself. You did it literally all by yourself.
You did it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I mean, seriously, don't make fun of me, Eli, you douche nozzle. I think it's cool. Or don't make fun of her.
Uh-huh.
I mean, again,
To be honest, I mean, I didn't just do it because it's obviously... And that's the cool thing about Twitter. It's everybody that follows you, any person that retweets me, I mean, that's how you get known on that website, at least. So I really owe it to everybody that follows me.
Can you tell me how to get known on Twitter? Because it's not working for me. Is it? That's
really
why I'm out on the show. Now that I've kissed your ass, don't tell me the truth.
You need Mary to FF you.
Yeah. Well, I just retweeted you, so hopefully that you should see a bump there.
No.
I don't know. Like I said, I never had a strategy. I've never, I'll get that sometimes. Somebody will message me and say, can you FF me? Can you retweet me? And I don't know. That just seems really tacky to me.
Yeah, it's gross. I never asked you to do that on record.
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that you... you're of good character. I know you wouldn't do that. And I've never done that. So, I don't know, dude. I guess it's just if you write something that strikes a chord with people, especially, because I don't always tweet about masturbation. Like, part of comedy, it's writing about those common threads, things that, you know, annoy everybody
right.
from time to time. This is kind of a generic subject, but like a baby shower, shit
right.
like that, stuff, you know, obligations that you obviously don't want to go to and all you want to do is sit on your couch all day. It's like having people identify with you, you know?
Yeah, I'm not good
at
that.
That's important.
Honestly. I'm not
going
to be
coleslaw.
What's
your Twitter name?
What?
Why coleslaw? I'm just curious. Is
I
it a favorite food
cola.
Of yours?
You know, okay. So I created that Twitter handle before I even started tweeting jokes. I would write how my day was. I would post poetry. I know that's horrible. So back in the day, Enid Coleslaw, she's a comic book character from Ghost World. It was
oh,
in
oh,
two.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Thora Birch was in. Yeah, the girl with the glasses.
Yeah.
And that is somebody who, that's a character I like, and obviously I kind of write in that thread, that kind of bitter, sarcastic thread. So that's where that name comes from. Yeah, Enid Coleslaw, she's a comic book character.
Oh, I love Ghost World. I had no idea. So your boss,
yeah.
I saw that your boss, you had claimed in an interview that he had quoted one of your tweets, so they are fully aware that of
yes.
who you are and the way
and
in which
excited.
You talk.
And they're excited. Like, you know, I'll tell them, like, I met Andy Richter this summer.
Yeah.
When he was here, when Conan was filming in Chicago. So, yeah, like, big things happen, and I tell them, because I've been working there so long. So, yeah, people are surprisingly supportive, but I don't give out my name at work. I don't know. The story is my boss's husband found me, and he follows me, and he would read her my stuff, but I don't believe any of my coworkers follow me, which is good.
But you got to be careful. Is there, you say your father's conservative. Is his side of the family, are they the kind of people that would be turned off by your jokes?
Yes.
Have you run into trouble?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I'm almost 30. It's like, what are they going to do? Don't swear on the internet, you know?
Right, exactly.
Obviously, there's a lot of overlap now between my Facebook and my Twitter. I haven't made it a fan page or anything. So all these Twitter people I'm friends with who I'm, you know, so I post a lot of weird stuff, so I'm sure they're noticing that. But no one's said anything to me. So
there hasn't been any awkward, yeah. like, Thanksgiving dinner?
No, I'll let you know, though. Yeah,
oh, please do.
So we'll
I would love that. I would think that's so funny because, you know, I did a show with my uncle who's gay, and he has his lover, mm-hmm. and we did the show on gay adoption. And he's also a doctor
oh.
at Berkeley who's basically,
oh,
you know,
wow.
this was his field, right? So not mm-hmm. only was he my family member, but he was the expert in question that I wanted to talk to. And it started off good enough, but, you know, he went crazy. And psycho, because, you know, he's a big queen. And he freaked out at me, and my mom freaked out at me. And no shit, I kept this off the air. But my mom fired me after the show because
oh
I worked
God,
for my mother.
Really?
And not to be funny. Like, literally, you're done. Get, you know, this is ridiculous. My uncle, I just saw him in Hawaii last week. It's the first time I talked to him since the show. So there's mm-hmm. a real life tension that happens in my real life from this show and Twitter. I mean,
wow.
I'll spare you all the debates that I've been in the Twitter wars. My Twitter wars are, they're huge, and my family gets involved,
yeah.
and my family hates me. And I do it because I'm, you know, I believe in what I'm saying. I'm trying to build up an audience. I'm, you know, it's by design, but it's cost me
yeah.
actual problems in your family. So you're lucky if it's just been, you haven't even had an awkward moment yet.
No, I haven't. Well, I give props to you. Like, it takes real guts to, like, stand up and, again, even if it's family, you know, have your voice be heard and have it come across.
Thank you, especially in a family full of women when you're the youngest.
Yeah.
That takes a certain
strong,
sack.
Strong women.
Yeah. Strong,
there you go.
Fat.
Yeah, that's like my brother. We grew
I didn't
up,
say
I'm
fat.
The oldest of four.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he grew up, it was all girls and just our brother. So
and
I can
he,
identify.
Is he gay or is he a serial killer?
No, he's straight. He's straight, but he knows how to treat a woman. You know what I mean? Like, he's
yeah,
got manners. And
is he really sensitive?
Not really, but, you know, definitely, like, when we bring a boyfriend around, he's, like, mean mugging him, like, is this guy treating you right, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, good.
All that other stuff. Yeah.
So you have a one little brother. You have three other sisters, you said, or two other sisters?
I have two sisters and a brother.
Oh, that
yeah.
poor bastard. Have him call
I
me.
I know.
Please, seriously, off the air, I'll help him. Because I used to be
oh.
really sweet and sensitive, too. I have gynecomastia now, I think, because of it. I have actual boobs.
Not
I'm
from
trying
so much
to work
soy?
It out. What's that? That's not from soy. It's from having older sisters and your mother's
next,
Roseanne
next
Barr.
Thing you know, you'll be going into ladies' room with your wonder out.
Mary, do you want to stay on for a little bit? Because we have another upcoming Twitter celeb. I'd love you both to be on at the same time.
Sure, of course.
You don't have to go. And then we'll just wrap for a little bit and maybe talk a little news about the tranny's dick, if you're into it. I love talking tranny dick.
I heard about that. Yeah, let's talk about
see?
It.
Yeah, see? I think I'm just going to say, because I'm a narcissist, and again, I'm going to turn all this on myself, even though you're the guest. I think I should have more than 3,000 followers is all I got to say. I fight with trannies, with Republicans, with liberals. I'm funny. I've talked to all sorts of creeps. I think my Twitter is one of the best in the Twitter sphere. So that's all I'm going to say.
Holy shit. Well, all I got to say is keep at it.
Thank you.
Hashtag
that's my
narcissist.
Best friend. I've decided, Mary, and I'm going to ask you one last favor before I go to the other guest. I've decided, and this is for everybody else listening, Twitter does not work for me. Because I think I'm just too powerful for it. I think it's too limited. It's got too many limitations. I'm starting a forum on jakepentland.com. You can sign up now. I started it a couple days ago.
Oh,
and in,
cool.
In a forum, please come. Seriously. It won't take much of your time.
I will.
In a forum, we can say one topic, and then everybody that talks about that topic will be stored sequentially. So it won't be so hard to track an argument. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's one of the tricky things about Twitter for sure.
I think, all joking aside, I think that's the biggest problem for what you do or my sister does. If it's a joke or, you know, just a nice random thought, it works perfect and get tweeted, people like it. But if you're trying to have a conversation on multiple topics, it's very difficult because, you know, I get accused a lot of changing the subject when I'm responding to an earlier tweet. So anyway, jakepentland.com. Mm-hmm. Mary Charlene will be joining the forum.
Awesome.
She promised.
I promise.
Okay. Our next guest is known as Hellraising B-Girl on Twitter. Are you there?
I am here.
And what's your name? Or what should I call you?
You can call me Hell.
Hill? Like Hillary?
No, like Hell. Like Hell Raising Hell.
Hell.
Okay.
Hell. Yeah.
Hell.
Like go to Hell.
Yeah. I keep to anonymity because of what I do for a living.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a shrimp.
Are you serious?
Nice.
I am dead serious.
Oh, my God. I'm more in love with you now than I was an hour ago. What kind of shrink?
I do clinical psychology, and I'm not practicing right now. I'm in school because I'm pursuing my doctorate, but I did practice before.
So what is clinical psychology? That's where you actually meet with patients? Is that what that means?
Clinical is more of a research degree. Now, you can actually work one-on-one with patients, or you can work in strictly research methodologies for treatment and whatnot. But I chose to work with patients because that's kind of where I like to be. But,
Are you Australian?
No.
British.
I'm a New Yorker, can't you tell?
No, you have not at all. You sound Australian or English.
No, British.
My family is from the UK, and I was raised here in the States, in New York, and came to Texas for my education. So, yeah.
So you're going to become a doctor in psychology.
Your
tweets aren't that far from Mary's, in my opinion. For those of you who don't follow Hellraising B-Girl, I highly suggest you do. They are.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Can I just say that? I love you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so flattered.
Wow, winning.
It is pretty fascinating. Your tweets are just as disgusting as Mary's or ours, I think. I would never have guessed you were on your way to become a doctor, and at the very least that you would be trying to help people.
Well, actually, you know, it's funny how I got into Twitter, because even when I was practicing, I consider Twitter emotional masturbation. You know, it's, you know, you get out there and you say what you want to say instead of, like, really expressing yourself when you should. And I got into Twitter because I'm a cancer survivor. I had breast cancer, and I also had leiomyosarcoma. And I'm in remission from both. But while I was going through chemo, I really needed an outlet. And one of my friends suggested, oh, yeah, you're so funny. You should really write down what you say. And I never really thought I was that funny. I just thought I was weird. And, started a Twitter account and started tweeting from chemo. So that's, yeah, that's where my tweets came from. Yeah.
What is your, I have a question for both of you now. I'll start with Hel. What is your most favorite disgusting tweet you've ever said?
My most favorite disgusting
tweet. Yeah, I don't care if it was like, oh, happy birthday, somebody. It's like, I want the disgusting. Or how about this? What's the most disgusting tweet you've ever had?
I don't even know. I mean, I talk about my vagina quite a bit.
Yes.
It's hard to narrow down just one, you know? And it's funny because I don't really pay attention to my own tweets. I pay attention to most of the people I follow because, you know, I'm totally flattered to meet Mary here because I've been following her from the get. And,
Thank you. You're amazing. You're so fucking funny. Like, hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm totally flattered. But, I don't really pay too much attention to my own tweets.
Mary, what is your favorite one? I like the one masturbating.
Oh, God.
You got to pick one.
I'm going to stay away from the two girls. Okay. I don't remember it word for word because it honestly was probably at least 8 months ago. But I wrote about, at the time I had a boyfriend, and I wrote about him, there's no nice way to say this, eating out both of my holes and calling
it
scavenger.
Start over. This is what I was hoping for. Hold on. I had a feeling... I'm a fucking genius. I should be a clinical psychologist. I had a feeling you were going to have a hard time on the air being as disgusting as you are on Twitter. So I'm going to make you...
I know.
I want to feel your pain. I want you to explain it as Enid Coleslaw would explain it. Please, go ahead.
All right, so when my boyfriend eats out both my holes, I call it surf and turf.
That's a good one.
I don't remember how I said it, but yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, how do you say, like, if you want to have some of these, you can't reuse them for stand-up? Or I don't know how, if there's no rules to it, but how do you remember all your good lines? There's so many.
I guess I don't. I mean, I know, like, now in Favestar, you can look up your old stuff. I don't remember a lot of them, to be honest. Some of them stick out in my mind, I guess.
We have a great transcriber you could use. She'll go through all your tweets and write them out for you, your favorite ones.
Carly?
Yeah.
Don't be starting Carly shit. We have a girl who's partially deaf that transcribes my shows, and everybody makes fun of me. But she can hear enough to transcribe.
And she's an awesome hard worker. I'll give her what she is.
Jen does not like special needs people. Not that Carly is. We've already cleared that up. This is a whole other
show. She's not special needs. All right, but anyway. So, yeah, there's got to be a way, like you said, Favestar, to get all the good ones out.
Well, or like you said, if you don't pay
attention.
Obviously
that lists all your top ones. Yeah.
Well, Hel, I have a question for you. Your goal is different than Mary. Mary wants to be in stand-up, possibly. You want to get your doctorate in psychology and continue down that path, right? You have no interest in comedy as a career, right?
Not really. I mean, it's more for sport for me, so, yeah.
And you, when you say mental masturbation, have you ever done anything outside of just a joke? Have you ever... maybe you used it as a confessional? Have you hidden personal things in there? Like, I'm sure you've dealt with and...
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you probably don't want to talk about them, but can you give me an example or at least...
No, like, especially pertaining to my illness, every once in a while, I will tweet something about, what I've been going through and a doctor visit or something like that. And Twitter has been an amazing support group. I've actually made some really wonderful friends there. And just, tweeting about cancer in general and how it's affected me personally and, how it affects other people personally. That's probably one of the most personal things I've shared. And, it's been great.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, even in this conversation here, when I started this show, Jen can attest to it. I wanted to build a show completely off Twitter. I wanted a Twitter audience. I wanted Twitter guests. It was the goal from the beginning because, as much as I poo-pooed it at the beginning, I find it to be beyond fascinating for the reasons probably closer to what you say, Hel, than even Mary or anyone else. Like, I think there is almost a confessional booth, if you will, out in the internet. I call it the internet. You're familiar with the id, obviously. there is this sort of freedom and anonymity. And if you go on Facebook, you know, it's still your friends and family. You still have to not be a complete asshole, a little bit. And if you go on a forum, you know, and you just have a picture or whatever, even then it's not quite yourself. But on Twitter, you can really sort of combine your real persona with this wrestling persona or this other persona. And it can be used psychologically. It can be used to work out issues. You know, that's what I use it for, my anger problems. Or if you've just got a funny joke. But the three of us here and everyone else, everyone here is on Twitter. And I think everybody here uses it completely differently, which I find fascinating. I mean, it, whether it's therapeutic, I mean, you could argue telling jokes is therapeutic. I mean, are we, I guess the question I'm saying, is all, are we all using this as a, like a form of therapy?
Yeah.
Oh, I would absolutely say so.
Yeah, I am for sure.
And has it helped?
Not always.
Well, I'll start one at a time. Mary, has it helped you? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've struggled a lot with, like, depression and stuff. So it's kind of, at least for me, because I follow a lot of people who obviously only write jokes and comedy, like, it's helped me to not take things so seriously in a good way. Like, it's not the end of the world, things are going to be okay kind of thing. I don't know, it's kind of helped me be a more positive thinker, if that makes any kind of sense whatsoever.
It totally makes sense to me. I mean,
yeah.
I find that it's this, again, the internet. You can learn so much, because this is the thing. If we all met in person, even the people I fight with, if we all, like, were at a party, we'd all be, you know, nice to each other. We'd all go through the social graces and all that. But on Twitter, usually, I mean, you guys probably don't deal with it as much as I do, but within a line or two, and I'm guilty of this more than anyone, you're already calling the person a cunt or a fuckface. I mean, that's the natural progression of a conversation on Twitter. And I love it because, this is my weird theory, I'll blow all your minds here. I find that social graces and pretending to be much nicer and more refined, you end up bullshitting a lot more. You're caught in this level of bullshit from person to person. I find, even though it's, like I said, cost me a lot of followers, to go right into it and go right to Cuntface McGee within the first two lines, I find that we're able to actually get into the discussion, the debates, the points at hand a lot quicker because we're not wasting all that energy pretending to be way nicer than we really are. And I have found not only has it helped us get to the point, but for, like Mary says, a lot of people I've dealt with, it's really taught people to not be so sensitive because you're just, like, it's cunt, yeah, he's calling me Cuntface. You know, whatever, it's Twitter, and you just sort of brush it off, and all those things, those little buttons that everybody tries to push in real world, they don't work, and you can really sort of get right to the point. That's why I think it's better for arguing. Does anyone agree?
I think so. You know, I'm not saying this about you, Hel, because you're amazing and brilliant and funny and nice, but there's a lot of people on there who do not even have a picture of themselves.
Right.
You know, so there's also that anonymity where, you know, nobody knows who the hell a lot of these people are, or let alone look like. I use my own photo, but, like, that's, too, where it's easier to kind of try to take digs at people, you know. And there are Twitter accounts out there that are solely, their sole purpose, these people, is to troll you. And
right.
I'm sure you've dealt with that, Jake. Like,
oh, yeah.
People, yeah, they that's all they want to do, not even necessarily argue. You know, they just want to dig at you and tear you down and... Yeah, so that's kind of like the flip side to it. There's
but
a lot of assholes out there.
Well, you say assholes, but here's the question leading up to, since you guys are Twitter celebs, we're talking about Twitter. I mean, do you think the real world, quote-unquote, where we're much socially nicer to each other is the real world, or do you think with this protection of anonymity on Twitter is the more of appearing into what do you think is closer to the actual real human mind? Honestly, I'll start with you.
I would totally have to argue what we say on Twitter because if we have the veil we can be behind and we can really express the things that we wouldn't normally say in polite company,
So you find Twitter to be more closer to how you really feel.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, see, I think that's true, too. I think that's... I'll let you answer, Mary. Sorry. I tend to talk a lot.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. Yeah, there is no filter. You're kind of, it's very raw, you know. There's no censor, unless you choose to censor yourself, obviously.
Right, and And if you were to meet us all in person, you'd probably see me as some sort of awkward, shy guy with bitch tits and balls. Hell is, you know, I'm sure she's attractive. She sounds attractive, I'll just assume.
Because all Brits are.
Yeah, it makes it easier for me to talk to her.
Naturally, yes.
But
right,
here's
right,
you know,
please, please reiterate that so that everybody, because I am, in fact, single. Let them all know that I am, you know, I'm from the UK, so I'm naturally hot.
Yeah always. British women are always hot. Okay. Where's the laugh track you like? No, I'm just kidding. So, but on the outside, you would be, you know, studying for your doctorate, and Mary, we'd see in an animal hospital, again, with a dog at her feet masturbating, and most of us sort of pass through our lives like, you know, we're just regular people. Not anybody
yeah.
would ever pay attention. And here is this advent of the internet and Twitter and social network where you literally can, it's fucking, it's the Matrix. It's the fucking Matrix. You're somebody else on this other, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
all I really. I didn't have a point. I'm just saying it's fascinating. I could talk about this all day. But, Hel, where can they follow you?
At Hel Raisenbigo.
And obviously, everyone knows I am Ina Coleslaw.
Oh, stop.
But do you have a? You want to plug your Facebook, or no? You're not interested.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh no. I keep
okay.
my Facebook private, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's why you don't use your picture, right?
Yeah, I actually have my picture on Facebook, but not on Twitter.
Okay. Do you guys want to stick around for the news or anything, or is there anything I left out? Anyone? Jen? Eli?
Mm-hmm.
I tend to
no,
pontificate and lose my focus. I just want more fucking followers. How can you two girls help me get more followers? That's what this is really about. I've lured you into my trap. How do we do this?
Well,
you don't
I
have
can affect you. I'd say, besides affecting you, I don't know what else. I mean, I guess you could be less argumentative and kiss people's asses and be totally fake, but
I can't
I don't
do
think
that
suits you.
Or you
yeah.
could just be funny and say some brilliant
yourself.
Things.
No, I am funny,
steal,
and I do
steal,
say
steal your
things.
Sister's tweets.
Yeah, but again, I don't want to insult anybody. I have no interest, like you said, I have no interest in telling, like, jokes. It doesn't mean that I don't find myself amusing. I just, I don't want to do that. I just, I that just seems so boring to me. No offense to either one of you.
No, everybody uses it differently, I think. By the way, watching you and your sister argue was hilarious.
Thank you. The fat joke. Yeah, Jenny
yeah,
will tell
that was,
you.
That was great.
She'll tell you I'm funnier than her. Well, people don't know that, but I'm actually funnier than my sister.
Can I ask them a presidential question really quick?
Sure, I'm going to go straight. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. You know, we had our little Canadian friend Brody. I know he called you the other day on your show that you were on, Mary. But
yeah.
I just want to switch it up a little bit and call it Mary Fuck Finger Bang. Which one would you do? With our presidents, between the candidates of Roseanne, Obama, and Romney, Mary, fuck, finger bang. Go.
Who's
Mary.
First? Do I have to answer
Mary.
This?
How do you want to go
I don't
first?
Know. That might be scary if you answer it, Jake.
I don't care. I will go first if you want me to.
Yes, go first, Hel.
Go for it.
Okay, so, okay. Do I want to fuck the president or do I want him to finger bang me?
No.
Either Mary, fuck or finger bang. I guess the finger banging is up to you. Who does who?
Okay. Well, I think I would fuck him. Yeah.
Obama.
I mean, he's half black. So I mean, yeah, that would be a new experience for me. So yeah, absolutely.
And then who would you marry?
Who would I marry? You mean out of Obama, Romney, and who else?
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the game Mary, fuck, kill. It's called Marry, Fuck, Kill, and you get three. You have to marry one, fuck one, and kill one. She's changed it to Marry, Fuck, Finger Bang. But you have to
okay.
have one of each. With my mother, Romney, and Obama. These are Jen's
suppose,
rules, not mine.
I suppose since I'm going to fuck Obama, I would marry your mother and let Romney finger bang me.
Very sweet. Now, I'll marry your turn.
All right, I'm going to switch it up a little. I'm going to – I'm sorry, Jake. I'm going to finger bang your mom.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is it who she finger bangs, Jen, or who finger bangs her?
You know, it could go either way. I guess if it's a man, then he's finger banging her. So.
Or do they have to?
Well
then does she
yeah.
have to whack the guy off?
Okay. Well, it wasn't hand job.
Do they have to double finger bang each
she's
other?
She's
going
to finger bang your mom, so it works. So there
yeah,
you go.
I'm finger banging Roseanne.
Okay.
And
that's the first time that's been said on the show, by the way. Nice moo sound, Eli. Okay, sorry.
No,
say it
no,
again.
No. And then I'd fuck Mitt Romney. I mean, he seems like he might be okay. I'd probably freak him out. You know, I try and keep it freaky. And then I'd marry Obama. I'd like to be the first lady. That'd be fun.
That was fun. Do we have any more games? I wish we would have come up with more games. Now that we have funny people on. Damn it, Jay.
No, that's all I had, sorry.
You got nothing else?
Nothing else. Just Mary fuck finger bang with
can
the president.
You,
said you're doing a political show, so I did throw some politics
I know,
there.
But we know me. I'm fucking disorganized. I'm a dipshit. I don't fucking know what I'm doing. I have no clue what I'm doing. Hey, Hal and Mary, how about this? Can I have you both? I've tried to get Mary to do this, but she's already flatly refused. So I'm going to pressure her now in the air.
What?
I'm trying to do, you know, in between shows of attacking retarded people and being offensive, I'd like to do a funny light show once in a while. And here's what I'm saying. I would love to do a panel show similar to, like, you know, politically incorrect. Wrong show.
Ooh.
No politics. Well, maybe. Whatever. The point is you both would be on sharing time with me and Jen and Eli and whoever else was funny. We'd throw a topic out there and we would all share equal time, like a panel show. Would you guys be interested?
That sounds awesome.
That?
Wait, when did I tell you no?
Mary said no, according to Jen.
Yeah, in one of our DMs, I said, do you want to be on a panel or more interview? And you're like, I'm not sure about the panel. Huzzah.
Oh, I didn't know that was like an either or kind of thing.
No,
maybe
I
didn't understand it. But
those
yeah, that's
140
let's
characters.
Do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to be, since I'm not Twitter famous, I would like to help those of you that are Twitter famous get more Twitter famous and actually turn this into a career. And I'd like to be the launching pad, you know what I mean? Like Johnny Carson was for comics in the 80s.
Oh.
Why is that a Eli?
I hit the wrong thing, sorry. I meant to say.
Wow, winning. Nice, okay. So anyway, so let's do a panel. I swear next time we'll have more Mary, Fuck, Kill, Finger Bang games. Because I think you guys are funny. That's my mistake.
Thanks.
But you guys will do that, yes?
Absolutely,
yep.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get my
let's
sister Jenny to be the third.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That would be
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, no one cares about me. Whatever.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I get everyone on the show using your mom's name.
Yeah, I could get mom to be a panel, but she'll talk over everybody and just yell at everybody. It's not really as good as radio as you'd think.
Just me.
So we are going to be a panel
yells
show
it.
Then.
Just you and me, she yells at.
And Mary and Hal, how often can I use you guys for panels? What are you talking, like once a month, once every 3 months, once every 6 months? What would work?
I could do once a month.
Okay.
Yeah, once a month would be. Yeah, once a month.
All right. Maybe
I
we should make it like
a good
the
idea,
third
everybody.
Week. Like,
you watch creativity.
Well, what week is it now?
I don't know.
It's,
I'll be gone on Thanksgiving. We'll probably all be gone on Thanksgiving. Let's do
yeah.
it a month from today. Fuck it. Let's book it.
Sweet.
Jen's got her Aries book. She'll put it in. and we'll come up, bring news stories if you want. That's so cool. I'm so excited. Thank you, girls. That makes me so happy.
Yay.
Really.
Absolutely.
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, right, thank you.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, thanks
we'll,
for calling in.
Do we have any news,
thanks
Jen, or are we
us.
Done?
No, I didn't have any news because we had all this filled. We just had my drug addiction. That was all.
Do you guys want to talk about Jen's Percocet addiction from after her childbirth for a few minutes? Or?
Yeah.
Sure.
How are you? Congratulations, sure. By the way.
Especially with a psychologist on here or psychiatrist. That would help. No,
medical
I don't think
plan.
I'm addicted,
take advantage of my services for free.
My
doctor
listen
accidentally prescribed two bottles of Percocet, so I had 120 pills, and I can't – everyone's saying I need to stop taking them, but the problem is I can't throw out a bottle of Percocet. Like, I have to finish it, but I'm not going to go get more. So that's not really addicted.
She had a mild fucking heart attack last week. Hell.
Oh
it was
my
angina.
God.
Oh my God.
She had angina. I'm sorry. We all know what angina is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some sort
okay,
of
good,
shrinking.
I don't.
Yeah,
what is it?
There.
Somebody tell
like
me.
A, it's a precursor to a heart attack. It's not quite a heart attack.
Right,
but I fully
right.
had it. I had chest pains that radiated to my jaw. So, you know, I decided to look it up, and it's, you know, maybe 0.5% of people that take Percocet. So I don't think it's from that.
What do you think your
oh.
angina is from?
I think I've had a heart issue always. Like, I've always had some sort of weird heartbeats. But anyway, so, yeah, I take Percocet at bedtime until it's gone. And when it's gone, it's done. How is that addicted, though?
So, Hal, let me ask you this, Emery. This is our first panel discussion. Here's I have a friend, quote unquote,
okay.
who is on Percocet and having mild heart attacks. Should she stop taking the Percocet because it is known there is a correlation, or should she continue taking the addictive medication that's giving a heart attack?
Now, remember, I am not a medical doctor, and
right.
I cannot prescribe, but I will tell you that if you are on a medication, and even if it has a slight incident, you should probably stop taking it and see your doctor again. I'm not suggesting throw it out, because I don't want to upset you in that aspect.
Yeah, because then she'll go total crazy and then take them all in a shot.
But maybe not take them.
I can't even save them. That's what's weird. Like, mentally, I can't save them. I have.
Why don't you let me have them?
I know, right? I should sell them. That would I could do.
No, that's
illegal
if you sell them. If you leave them in your medicine cabinet.
Disney, why I wouldn't give out my name? Because if I endorse you selling them, I could lose my license.
Exactly. We don't
right?
want to get held in trouble. And don't sell. You shouldn't sell Percocet anyway, because people that would buy that already have a dependency issue. I am free of any dependent issue. I'm not addicted to anything.
So it's time you developed one.
I think I should get a little high, do some, drink some whiskey with it.
I only think you're a drug addict if you like if I had to go to the doctor and fake, you know, having a C-section. I earned them. And
oh
I
my
don't
God.
Want to put them.
This show's turning into a fucking intervention. Jen, you
I
had
don't want to
fucking,
put them up.
Mild heart complications with the pill. That means you should stop taking the
what
pill.
How do I know it's from the pill? That's a 0.5%.
You sound
people.
Like a fucking drug addict and fucking first day in rehab. I don't have a problem. How do I? You listen to yourself. You could be on A&E right now.
No,
give
I haven't.
Fucking,
maybe you should ask your doctor.
What's
yeah,
that?
I'm going to go see a cardiologist. That's what I'm going to do.
How many
and
Percocets
the Percocet
do you have
should
left?
Be gone. Probably like, let me see. Let me jingle it a little bit right here.
Oh, my God, you've got them. You're holding them while nursing your baby. That's step two of intervention.
He's
isn't that the
yeah,
second
probably
stage?
About,
of
probably about 20.
You have 20 left and you're supposed to take one a day?
I take two a day at bedtime.
So you're planning on 10 more days of this drug that possibly gave you a precursor heart attack. Yeah.
How about this? How about I switch to one a day?
Mary, help her out.
A reduction in dose is helpful.
I'm here.
Mary, help her out. Somebody. She won't listen to me or help.
I am nobody to give anybody any kind of advice on that. I say call your doctor. Otherwise, sell them. I would sell them. That's horrible.
I think they're $20 a pill.
You could
anyone
make some good money,
they're,
right?
They're $20 a pill, so if anyone's interested,
really?
You know, hit me up on Twitter.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested,
go to the
I don't
DM.
Condone it. I don't want to go to jail,
you can use
but
PayPal.
Follow Jen.
There you go. There you go, Jake. And that's your ticket to getting more followers. You sell her medication on your Twitter account.
Are you
legit? Yes.
I knew we'd figure
sex.
It out.
If you mention sex or drugs, people will follow you. So, yes, absolutely. Hawk her drugs and you'll get more follows.
Well, every time I offer up a dick pic, I lose followers too. So maybe it doesn't work quite as well for me.
It's different for guys. If you're a girl and you show your boobs, you're probably going to.
Yeah. It's
how about I offer
followers.
One of you, who's going to sacrifice for me, one of your boob pictures and Percocet for a follow?
I don't have the boob pictures. I got news for you.
I don't either. I'm trying to get a reconstruction done. Nobody wants to see my tits.
Oh, yeah, that's what I got. Did you have the full mastectomy?
I did not have a mastectomy. I had a lumpectomy.
Okay. So your tit's
but,
still there?
It's still there, but because of a result of how it ended, they had to go back in and actually did four different surgeries because they had a hard time removing all the affected ducts. Because I had ductal carcinoma, so they took quite a chunk of tissue out, and it left me where I was a D cup before. I was a D cup and an A cup, so quite unbalanced. And
so it's like
just on one side. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You have one
have
D cup and one A cup.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
totally
have to
take a picture of that.
Jake, I joked about that today on my feed because I have to wear a falsie to cover up the space in the A cup store.
I saw that.
And it floated over. I was flirting, and I'm terrible. I'm terrible at flirting, you guys. It floated over. I looked down my shirt, and there it is, like, peeking out and saying hello. So, yeah, I don't think he's a fool.
You need to find a guy with one tiny hand and one big hand.
like a baby hand, yeah.
Yeah. I actually know a guy like that. His name's Lavelle. He lives in Utah. He's probably 75 by now. But he had his arm caught in a rope when he was a boy, and his arm never grew past 6 years old. This rope
well,
cut
I'm,
off
I'm
the
I'm a little
blood.
Bit older than Mary, so that actually
T-Rex arms.
He had like one arm, but it looked like a shrimp tail just hanging off his elbow.
Oh, poor guy.
I know. But he might
okay,
be single.
Okay, now, is he rich? Because that could sweeten the deal. I could be in the room. I could be in it for a marriage of convenience.
Well, of course. Yesterday some hot girl went on Twitter. I followed her. I don't know why, because I'm a perv. But she's like, seduce me, and that was my response. I'm rich. Done. It works. That's the secret. So yeah, no, I don't.
You
think
should you should have put my mom's rich because that's really what it is, and then.
Yeah, that's true. They think. Is that more attractive that I have a rich mother or that I am already inherited the money?
No, it's just more honest.
Oh. Yes. Should I say, hey, when my mom dies, I'll be rich, or is that kind of?
Yes, there you go. There you
or,
go.
Hey, let's.
I'm
let's
almost.
Kill
I'm
mom.
Almost rich.
Let's kill my mom and then I'll be rich.
What's up, ladies? Hey, my mom will be dead soon, and we can go to Rome. I don't think that'll work. I'm having too much fun, and my cats are looking at me. They want kitty nap time, so I'm gonna call them. That's my favorite part of Saturday. So anyway, both Hell and Mary, this was fantastic. This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I'm excited.
Aw, me too.
And I will hold you to it. When both of you become big-time real celebrities or whatever, you still have to do the show once a month. It's contractual.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Don't forget the little people. All right, everybody. Thanks, Jen and Eli, I guess.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And thanks, girls, for calling in. That was awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you.
Very so much.
Thank you.
It was nice meeting all you guys.
You too.
Me
that was
too.
Fun.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
You too, Hal.
All right.
Oh.
Love
you.
I love
you, Hal. That's a cool name.
Kisses. You can follow me for anyone interested. Jake Fenton. All right. That'll be it. Eli.
Yes, sir.
Tebow time tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
It almost is. All right. You
we're T-boners.
All right. I love everybody. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.